Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The right fielder, Don White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Joost. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark scores. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sierra moves to second. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sierra scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Bearden moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Savage now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Bearden moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Bearden scores. Tucker scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sierra strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage bunts towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savage for the out. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-2 in the game. Fane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bearden hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York pinch hits for Bob Savage. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Harris now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fane scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-3 in the game. Fane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy DeMars pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.